You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host, Louise, and in the next few episodes of the show, I'll be talking to you about networking in English. So far, I've covered how to prepare for an event, topics of small talk and business talk, and following up with emails. And in the next two episodes, I'm looking up at following up with phone calls. So, let's get started. It's far more common nowadays to follow up from a networking event with an email. But sometimes, picking up the phone can be a more direct form of communication and show more of a commitment to reach out to someone. Remember that an effective relationship is built on knowing, liking, and trusting the person. So, if you said to your new contact that you would phone, make sure that you do. It is important from the outset to present yourself as a reliable professional. If you say you will call and then don't, you will look untrustworthy, and you could also damage the reputation of your firm. In the worst case scenario, losing a potential client for the near future, and if this reputation spreads, other people may also believe you to be unreliable. Having a phone call with someone can be more personal than an email and goes some way to cement your relationship. However, if you do choose to phone, you might find yourself presented with a number of difficulties. Firstly, a phone call requires more preparation and can also be more scary than an email because you have to respond to questions and speak in English on the spot, rather than taking your time to write an email. So make sure you give yourself at least half an hour to plan the call. In this time, think about why you are calling. Is it to establish a meeting? Next, do a little research on the person and the firm they work for. Think back to your meeting at the networking event. Is there something you can mention as an icebreaker from your small talk? And if you want to arrange a meeting, make sure you know on your part when this meeting could take place. Finally, prepare for some questions about your firm. What do you do and what are your success stories? Secondly, when you finally pluck up the courage to call, you may actually only get through to a voicemail, or the person you want to talk to could be busy, or you maybe will get through to a gatekeeper, a person who acts as a barrier preventing you from speaking to the person you really want to speak to. This brings us to today's dialogue. In today's dialogue, John, the partner at MMBR Law Firm, is following up with a phone call with Rachel, the co-director at Prime Property. They met at a real estate law conference where they agreed that John would call Rachel. In the first scenario, John phones and gets through to a voicemail. Let's take a listen.
Hello, you're through to Rachel Allen at Prime Property. I'm sorry I can't take your call right now. Please leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi Rachel, it's John calling from the MMBR law firm. We met last week at the real estate law conference and I promised to call today. I'll call again tomorrow around 9 o'clock, and here's also my direct line, 077-555-333-555. I'll say that again. That's 077-555-333-555. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking again soon. Bye.
In the next situation, John gets through to the gatekeeper, the person who acts as a barrier to prevent too many calls going through to the person you want to speak to.
Good morning, Becky speaking at Prime Property. How may I help you?
Good morning, Becky. Please could I speak to Rachel?
Who's speaking, please?
This is John Packford, partner at the MMBR law firm.
And could you tell me what it's regarding, John?
Yes, I met Rachel last week at the Real Estate Law Conference and we agreed to follow up, and she's expecting my call today.
OK, I'll try to put you through.
So, in the event of getting through to the gatekeeper, remember that he or she is not your enemy. They are simply doing their jobs of filtering calls and making sure that only the most important ones get through. Therefore, you should remain polite, mention your job position, and note that the person you are calling is expecting you to phone. After this, there are a few things which could happen. Firstly, the gatekeeper might try to put you through, but instead you get to a voicemail or the gatekeeper doesn't put you through and asks if he or she can take a message, in which case leave your name, position, number and reason for calling. You should also mention that you will call back. The other situation is that you do get through to the person you want to speak to. Let's go back to the phone call and listen to what happens when John gets through to Rachel.
Hello, Rachel speaking.
Hi, Rachel. It's John Packford, the partner at MMBR Law Firm. We met last week at the Real Estate Law Conference and I promised to call today. How are you?
Oh, hi, John. Yes, I remember. Yeah, fine, thanks. How are you?
Yes, very good, thanks. How was the rest of your stay in Rio?
Oh, great. I'm missing the sun right now, though, and it hasn't stopped raining since I got back.
Yes, it's pretty miserable, isn't it? Listen, Rachel, when we met last week, you mentioned that you were experiencing a few problems with your current advisors. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Good. I really think my firm will be able to help you with this, and I think it would be great if we could meet to discuss it further. What do you think?
In this situation, John introduced himself. He mentioned previous contact and then gave an icebreaker and some small talk related to some of the things they talked about at the conference, namely the weather. He then goes on to state the reason for calling and suggests a meeting. There are a few different outcomes which could arise here. Let's go back to the dialogue.
John, it sounds interesting, but could you send me some more information first?
Yes, of course. Let me just ask a few questions. You mentioned the problems that you're facing with your advisors, which are mainly to do with the vagueness of their response about Brexit. Is that correct?
Yes, but, well, the service has also declined since the merge.
Ah, yes, I remember. And so is it mainly you need to have sound advice about the impact of Brexit on your business in the Algarve?
Yes, that's it. But we also employ quite a few Europeans in the UK office. Things are a bit unclear there too.
OK, yes, I understand. I'll get some information over to you about how I think we can help by close of business today. I'll call you back next week. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect. Okay, thanks, John. Bye.
Bye.
In this situation, Rachel asked for more information. It was quite a vague question, and instead of John saying, "Yes, sure, what information do you want?" and ending the conversation, he used it as an opportunity to find out a bit more about Rachel's company and problems so that he could understand more about the type of information to send to Rachel. He's confirmed that he will call back in order to keep contact with Rachel. He should confirm an email address if he hasn't been in touch via email already, and then politely end the call. Let's take a look at another response.
"Actually, John, I think it would be better for you to speak to my colleague, Ben. He's the other co-director."
"Okay. Do you think we could arrange to have a meeting with the three of us?"
"Yes, let me talk this over with him and I'll get back to you."
"Okay, thanks. I look forward to hearing from you within the next few days. If I don't hear back by next week, is it okay if I drop you a line?"
"Yes, that's fine, yes."
"Okay, bye now."
"Okay, bye."
In this situation, Rachel suggested that John should speak to someone else. Instead of saying okay and ending the conversation, he tried to arrange a meeting with Rachel and her colleague, and also confirmed that he would call back soon. In the next episode, we'll be looking at a few more positive and negative responses that you might get when you're following up in a phone call. Now that we've listened to the dialogue, let's discuss some of the vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then we'll hear an example sentence from the dialogue, followed by an example of using the vocabulary. Then there'll be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one. To get something over to someone. To get some information over to someone is another way of saying to send to somebody. For example, "I'll get some information over to you" is the same as saying "I'll send you some information." John said,
"I'll get some information over to you about how I think we can help by close of business today."
Repeat after the beep. "I'll get the document over to you by the end of the day." Number two, to talk over or to talk through something with somebody. To talk over or to talk through something with somebody is similar to read over or read through, but using the verb to talk. It means to discuss a matter from start to finish with the intention of getting some advice or opinion or corrections on a topic. Rachel said,
"Yes, let me talk this over with him and I'll get back to you."
Repeat after the beep. The other party wants to make some amendments to the contract, so we'll have to talk this over in a meeting. Number three, to hear back from someone. To hear back from someone means to get a response from somebody. John said,
"If I don't hear back by next week, is it okay if I drop you a line?"
Repeat after the beep. If we don't hear back from you within a week, the client will proceed with legal action. Great. So now let's listen to all of those dialogues again at a more natural speed.
You're through to Rachel Allen at Prime Property. I'm sorry I can't take your call right now. Please leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi Rachel, it's John calling from the MMBR law firm. We met last week at the Real Estate Law Conference and I promised to call today. I'll call again tomorrow around 9 o'clock. And here's also my direct line, 077-555-333-555. I'll say that again, that's 077-555-333-555. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking again soon. Bye.
Good morning, Becky speaking at Prime Property. How may I help you?
Good morning, Becky. Please could I speak to Rachel?
Who's speaking, please?
This is John Packford, partner at the MMBR law firm.
And could you tell me what it's regarding, John?
Yes, I met Rachel last week at the Real Estate Law Conference and we agreed to follow up and she's expecting my call today.
OK, I'll try to put you through.
Hello, Rachel speaking.
Hi Rachel, it's John Packford, the partner at MMBR Law Firm. We met last week at the Real Estate Law Conference and I promised to call today. How are you?
Oh, hi John. Yes, I remember. Yeah, fine thanks. How are you?
Yes, very good thanks. How was the rest of your stay in Rio?
Oh, great. I'm missing the sun right now though, and it hasn't stopped raining since I got back.
Yes, it's pretty miserable, isn't it? Listen, Rachel, when we met last week, you mentioned that you were experiencing a few problems with your current advisors. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Good. I really think my firm will be able to help you with this, and I think it would be great if we could meet to discuss it further. What do you think?
John, it sounds interesting, but could you send me some more information first?
Yes, of course. Let me just ask a few questions. You mentioned the problems that you're facing with your advisers, which are mainly to do with the vagueness of their response about Brexit. Is that correct?
Yes, but, well, the service has also declined since the merge.
Ah, yes, I remember. And so is it mainly you need to have sound advice about the impact of Brexit on your business in the Algarve?
Yes, that's it. But we also employ quite a few Europeans in the UK office. Things are a bit unclear there too.
OK, yes, I understand. I'll get some information over to you about how I think we can help by close of business today. I'll call you back next week. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect. Okay, thanks, John. Bye.
Bye.
Actually, John, I think it would be better for you to speak to my colleague, Ben. He's the other co-director.
Okay, do you think we could arrange to have a meeting with the three of us?
Yes, let me talk this over with him and I'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks. I look forward to hearing from you within the next few days. If I don't hear back by next week, is it okay if I drop you a line?
Yes, that's fine, yes.
Okay, bye now.
Okay, bye.
And finally, it's time for the recap. Remember, to prepare for a phone call, do a little bit of research on the firm and the person you will be talking to, and think of a few answers to some difficult questions. At the very least, make sure you have a firm idea as to the purpose of the call. If you end up having to leave a message, state your details clearly and confidently. If you get through to the person you want to speak to, try to pin down a date and a time for a meeting. Make sure you have a pen and paper handy to take notes. If you really can't arrange a meeting, then try to confirm some sort of future contact. Although now might not be the right time for any business opportunities, you never know. perhaps there are opportunities in the future. So that's the end of today's episode. We've covered how to follow up with phone calls, including what to do when you get through to voicemail and a gatekeeper. In the next episode, we'll be looking at more phone call scenarios. For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. And if you have any feedback or topic requests, I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch by email, info@studylegalenglish.com, or on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.